The Jergens Journal, featuring Walter Winchell.
Mr. Winchell, whose famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and other newspapers with more than 25 million readers, is brought to you by Jergens, the lotion for soft, smooth, romantic hands.
I can think of grand Christmas gifts for men, only they all cost so much.
No, they don't. For just $1 plus tax, you can give a man a grand big bottle of Jergens lotion.
Jergens lotion for a man?
Yes, indeed. While in service, lots of men learn to use Jergens lotion, and they still do. Before and after shaving, for a quick, comfortable shave. And for his hands, too. A well-groomed man doesn't want rough and chapped hands. Plenty often, a man raids his wife's bottle of Jergens lotion. So give him his own. A small bottle, maybe, in the toe of his stocking, or be generous. Give him the big bottle in its bright Christmas wrapping. He'll be pleased and flattered that you gave him Jergens lotion for Christmas. Now to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South American. All the ships at sea, let's go to press. Flash. Washington. Three AFL unions have just agreed to call off their scheduled nationwide strike against Western Union. Portland, Oregon. Sam Jackson, the grandson of the founder of the Oregon Journal, was killed tonight in a helicopter owned by that newspaper. Washington. The United States has quietly arranged a loan of $300 million to Canada in an attempt to save the Canadian dollar from doing a ruble. New York. Herschel Johnson, our delegate to the United Nations, is not yet off the critical list at Lenox Hill Hospital, New York, but he is reported doing very well. New York City. Cesar Petrillo, the czar man of the Musicians Union, is now expected to pull every live musician out of radio by February. New York City. Patricia Miles, who lost a paternity case against Johnny Myers, has changed lawyers. Next stop, the appellate division. Wall Street. A merger, I hear, is in the making between the two biggest independent motor car companies, Packard and Nash. Recent secret attempts by Ford to buy out Packard failed. Hollywood. The funeral services for Mark Hellinger will be held on Wednesday next at 11 a.m. at Pierce Brothers, 5959 Hollywood Boulevard, Hollywood, California. Mark and his wife were seeing a new picture in their home last midnight when he was stricken. Gladys rushed him to the hospital. The end came at 2:15 this morning, California time. The Washington ticker. Federal authorities are amazed at the great number of criminal records that have popped up in the loyalty check of American government workers because someone never demanded fingerprints. Their names will eventually be made public. Following the pattern set by Adolf Hitler, Moscow money will be very conspicuous during the 1948 presidential campaign in an effort to defeat the Marshall Plan and Mr. Truman. The Justice Department. A new subversive list is being readied for publication by U.S. Attorney General Tom Clark. Some nationally known political organizations are on this list. The White House. As of tonight, right now, the President's planned message on the State of the Union to the January Congress will be arranged on the principles of FDR's New Deal, a sizzler. New York. The communist newspaper in New York is puckering up its lips for a great big kiss from labor leader John L. Lewis, a very gruesome picture. Intimate friends of John Lewis report that Mr. Lewis is far more ill than people realize. Washington. Some folks just returned from London report that Lord Lewis Mountbatten or Sir Oliver Franks may succeed Lord Inverchapel as British ambassador at Washington, and that the Anthony Edens divorce suit may involve the London correspondent of an American news magazine. Washington. Democratic headquarters are deeply concerned about Pennsylvania and New York. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. United States. Next Thursday, Christmas, is the birthday of a man who has answered many thousands of questions over many hundreds of years with a few simple answers. It is a great miracle to multiply 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish into food for 5,000. But it is a greater miracle to turn hate into love. A simple code of ethics doesn't operate by the slide rule. A square deal is measured by the spirit and not by mathematics. Blast furnaces can melt steel, but it still takes a heart to melt a heart. It is a miracle that Christ lived so long ago. It is an even greater miracle that he lives so much today. Cities may fall, machines may rust, and mountains crumble, but his great principles stand through the ages. And of all the great principles for which this man stood, the greatest are these. It is brave to be decent. It is courageous to be considerate. And it is strong to be kind. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Hellinger, with whom I covered the Texas Guinan beat in the early 1920s, is gone. At 44. He was my closest friend until the Hollywood and Broadway coasts separated us. By distance, you see. We had a pact in 1924. A way back in the good old Morris Plan days, when Mark would sign as my co-maker and I would sign as his. We promised each other then that whoever survived would write the best obit notice a guy could have written for him. Mark doesn't need any obit notice by me. His life story and the way he lived for the other fella would make it easy journalistically, if it weren't so very difficult, personally. The lines I just spoke about another man certainly fit Mark Hellinger. It is brave to be decent. It is courageous to be considerate. And it is strong to be kind. Mark was the concrete example of the phrase, great guy. He made an art of friendship. People who hardly knew him liked him. And those who knew him loved him. No man could have a better friend than Mark, and no man had more of them. Mark Hellinger went out in the style in which he lived and in the style in which he wrote. The O. Henry magic. It was a typical Hellinger script, too. A tug at the heart, a lump in the throat, and a sudden surprise ending. New York. In a very few moments, I will announce the name of the person who submitted the best and original definition of a communist. The prize, as you know, is a mink coat valued at $10,000. The Damon Runyon Cancer Committee thanks all of you in the 48 states for again enriching the Damon Runyon Fund by over $150,000 in $1 donations during this brief contest of skill. Thanks to the donor of the $10,000 mink coat, the Associated Fur Coat and Trimming Manufacturers, who incidentally were never consulted by me about the theme of the contest. Thanks also to the Reuben H. Donnelly Corporation, who handled everything for our committee. This very great Donnelly firm worked 20 hours a day. Thanks also to the anonymous mink coat maker, who picked the straw from a hat which elected him as the maker of the coat. He will, as agreed long ago, receive no publicity. The mink coat will be made to order to the winner's measurements. It should be ready in about 3 weeks, they tell me. Stand by, please. I'll be back in a flash with the name of the winner of the $10,000 mink coat.
A young friend tells us,
this is our first married Christmas, and we're a long way from our families. But there's no gloom where my bill is. We're having 10 for Christmas dinner, and a gift for each. Gifts for 10. Could have stumped me, but Bill said, let's give them all Jergens lotion. Wasn't he smart? The girls will know Jergens lotion is the hand care the Hollywood stars use.
Oh, yes, girls know the stars use Jergens lotion 7 to 1 over any other hand care in the world.
And judging by my bill, men use plenty of Jergens lotion, too.
They do. It's a smart gift all around. For stocking stuffers or the main gift, 10 cents to $1 plus tax. The dollar bottle comes in a bright special holiday wrapper. They'll think you're a mind reader if you give this favorite Jergens lotion for Christmas. And now back to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
And now for some tips of the papers. INS. Harry Revel is suing Mutual Broadcasting Company for $250,000 tomorrow. Revel and Mack Gordon composed Did You Ever See a Dream Walking, Love Thy Neighbor, and many other great song hits. Revel alleges that he sent Mutual Broadcasting an idea for a new radio program, and that Mutual turned it down and then used it under another name. A dirty trick if true. St. Louis Post-Dispatch. I am saying in the New York Mirror tonight, now on the stands, that True Davis Jr. and Virginia Motta both of St. Joe, Missouri, will be married January 24th. New York Journal-American. General Eisenhower's memoirs are two-thirds finished. The price is over $500,000 for newspaper, magazine, film, and radio rights. As a general, Eisenhower prefers an outright sale, as that would give him a capital gains. He'd pay only a 25% tax. Associated Press. Babies are now considered a luxury by the United States Tax Department. Most items for infants and drugstores, baby oil, cream, borated talcum, and bags for diapers now come under the 20% tax list. To the Miami Herald. A year ago last week, from the Roney Plaza Cabana Club, the Runyon Cancer Fund was launched. On the 29th of December, we will turn over another $100,000 for cancer research in Florida. $1 million, not a penny of which was ever deducted for expenses by our committee. Allocated in the United States in 1 year. United Press, Robert Ruoch's new satirical book, Grenadine Etching, has just been barred in Canada. And Canadians could use a good laugh, too. Ladies and gentlemen, Senator Vandenberg tells friends he positively will not run. Even Mr. President's closest friends are sickened at the manner General Eisenhower is being attacked for things he never said. Things, by the way, that some Republicans and Republican commentators keep putting into Eisenhower's mouth. Incidentally, foreign correspondent Cleet Roberts, just returned from Japan, reported to his papers over here that General MacArthur's closest friends doubt that MacArthur's physical condition is good enough to take on a presidential campaign. In sum, here is the situation. Wallace keeps his head in the clouds, Taft keeps his head in the sand, and Eisenhower just keeps his head. Washington, Senator Kenneth McKellar of Tennessee is again reported very ill. He is 78. Any more? Washington, one of the biggest scandals since Teapot Dome, will be a proposed sale of synthetic rubber plants, one of our great strategic resources. The proposed sale, insiders tell me, would cripple national defense. Washington, Rocky Graziano, the champion, and some of his influential friends have been trying to get his complete dossier out of the U.S. Army files for what they say public view. The United States Army is doing Graziano a great big favor by refusing. New York, Donald Lamont, Margaret Rice, are betrothed. She is the granddaughter of the late president of General Electric. Attention, San Francisco Examiner. Please assign a reporter at once to Mrs. D. Block of El Monte, California. Her husband, a war veteran, sent in the best definition of a communist in the opinion of the Damon Runyon Cancer Committee. Mr. Block gets the Runyon Fund's $10,000 mink coat and in sunny California, of all places. Congratulations, Mr. Block, and a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. B. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another edition of the Jurgens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who leaves you with Mr. Block's best definition of a communist. One who would like to divide everything, particularly these United States. Good night.
Have you gone way beyond your Christmas budget? Do you still have several last-minute gifts to buy? Here's Jurgens' gift suggestion to you, and it's priced surprisingly low. The Jurgens' gift set, called Loveliness for You, costs only $1, and here's what it contains. Nestled in a lovely star-sprinkled package are four popular Jurgens items. A box of Jurgens powder, a jar of all-purpose face cream, a bottle of romantically scented cologne, and, of course, Jurgens lotion for the hands. Yes, these four beauty items, all done up in a feminine package for Christmas gift-giving at a thrifty price, only $1. You'll find the Jurgens gift set called Loveliness for You at all cosmetic counters. Next week, another edition of the Jurgens Journal with Walter Winchell. And now be sure to remain tuned for Luella Parsons' 15-minute program featuring as guest Bing Crosby, which follows immediately. This is Ben Grauer speaking.